Singaporeans and other foreigners traveling to Malaysia via Johor Land checkpoints will be allowed to enter using QR codes without the need to show their passports. But how does it work? Let's try it out. It's the first day of the pilot trial and I'm with my colleague Ahmad Zamzahuri, who is Malaysian. A day before our journey, I downloaded the MyNice app on my phone. The entire process of generating QR codes for travel, both as an individual and as a group for car immigration clearance, took less than 15 minutes. I just followed instructions on the app and had to sign up for an account, after which I had to scan my passport and take a selfie. I also needed to manually fill up some details like my email and my mobile number. For group travel in a car, I was able to easily generate a separate QR by scanning my colleague's QR code. However, traveling with QR code clearance was a mixed experience. We started our journey from Johor Bahru at 7 a.m. today and planned to head to Singapore. When we reached the immigration counter, I was told by the officer that the system was not yet in operation. We were a little stunned because we had gone to the right counter and made an effort to prepare everything beforehand. So it was unfortunate that we had to hand over our passports for manual clearance. Thankfully, when we re-entered JB, the counter we went to did permit the scanning of QR codes, and immigration clearance was done in a flash. Within 2 minutes, we cleared and we were on our way. Additionally, we were told last week that the system was initially set to be rolled out to bus and motorcycle travellers as well. But this morning, there was a notice in the app which said that the MyNice app was only for car lanes. Clearly, there has been some teething issues in terms of the app's implementation. However, the process promises to be fast and efficient. And hopefully, these issues are ironed out soon.